COVID measures. Thank you for your presence and power, producing great results in our lives. Thank you for doing signs and wonders in our lives and situations to show forth of your name in the earth. Thank you, Father. Thank you for loving us so much that you take good care of us. Thank you for blessing us with all kinds of blessings, spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us understanding of your will, understanding of your ways, understanding of your desires and purposes. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your light that is shining in our hearts and minds, exposing every dark thing. Thank you for your light shining in us, making us to grow unto perfection. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for teaching us to a word which only point was so that we can see you with it. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for all listeners you have exposed through us and taught us in the Bible study classes we have been having for some time now. We thank you for how these listeners, I ask that you speak to him world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I hope you can hear me clearly now. I saw the text that the line is breaking. Okay, so we're going to continue from where we stopped last Tuesday. We will be moving to a new topic, still under part 5. Part 5 says, discerning the realm of God and his angels. Discerning the realm of God and his angels. Last week we talked on the point that says angels are very close to those who depend fully on God. Those who depend so much on God. So today we're going to be looking at angels are very close to prayer warriors. That is the topic of tonight. Angels are very close to prayer warriors. Yeah, and you might ask, who is a prayer warrior? A prayer warrior is any believer in Christ Jesus who is able to achieve great things through prayer. Any believer in Christ Jesus who is able to achieve great victories through prayers, great success, great divine interventions, great divine encounters, great visitation from heaven, great miracles through prayers. So that person is a prayer warrior. Anyone who is able to make impossible things possible through prayers and, of course, through faith. Because there's nothing like prayer when there is no faith. And, of course, there's nothing like fasting when there is no prayer. Fasting is to help your prayers. Fasting is like a fuel to your prayers, just as fuel help your vehicle move forward, or fuel help a machine, maybe an industrial machine, to function powerfully, to function well in manufacturing things. Yeah, so just as fuel energizes a machine or a vehicle to move and to operate. So the same way fasting energizes prayers. And in fact, fasting even gives energy to your faith. Fasting gives power to your faith. And it gives power to your prayers. And makes it work very fast. I mean, it makes your prayers and your faith produce results very fast. So fasting is part of prayer. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to bring out. Fasting is inside of prayer. So there's nothing like fasting if there is no prayer going on. If it is not for the purpose of prayer, then fasting is just nothing. Yeah. So you can't separate fasting from prayers. Yeah. So a prayer warrior is someone who can get God and heaven to do mighty things on earth through prayers. That is a prayer warrior. Someone who can get heaven, wrought mighty miracles and great revivals, and win many souls on earth through prayers. And of course, intercessions. That person is a prayer warrior. Yeah, and that person has been taught by God or trained by God to be able to do that. That is, that person knows, he knows the principles and the laws that governs the kingdom of God. He knows what God loves, what God hates. That person really knows the will of God. He knows the mind of God. And of course, knows the word of God, the Bible. And that person, of course, is a spiritual person. Is someone who is led by the Spirit, who is always led by the Spirit. So that person have all that it takes to get God, do mighty things. That person knows how to trust God, how to depend on God, how to believe God without doubting, without fear. And because that person is well equipped with all these virtues, if I can call those things virtues, then he or she is able to get God and heaven, do mighty things on earth through prayers. So that is a prayer warrior. And this ministry is like a school for prayer warriors, or for those who want to become prayer warriors. Yeah, because we do a lot of prayers in this ministry. We pray all kinds of prayers. Yeah, and I know some people who don't even know how to pray. When they joined us, they don't know how to pray. But now, they are powerful prayer warriors, because they have learned how to pray through this ministry. And not only that, they know how to pray, they know how to get results through their prayers. Yeah, and some of them are even right here, right now, hearing my voice right now. Yeah, so I believe that one of the purposes through which God established this ministry, one of the purposes for the existence and operation of this ministry is to train people to become prayer warriors. Yeah, because God told me that he has not raised me up just to pray for people to have miracles. That he has raised me up so that I can raise men mother raised the erased giant. He brought up men that they knew nothing about battles, they knew nothing about fighting, about conquering wars. He took them from the scratch. I mean, from nobody. And he turned them into somebody great. Yeah, he turned them into great warriors. In fact, the warriors that David trained, they were giant slayers. They were men who could, I mean, not that they could, but they slew giants. Yeah, they slaughtered giants. Those were the kind of men David raised. So my calling is just like that. Yeah, and that is why I'm not yet happy. I mean, I'm not always happy when I see people that I spend so much energy trying to train, trying to disciple, to become prayerful people and victorious Christians, not taking my efforts seriously. It doesn't make me happy. Yeah. If the same people I am teaching and training and discipling, people like you hearing me right now, if they are not taking those teachings seriously, they are not following the lessons, following the instructions, the guidance, following my counsel, following everything God has given me to say. Yeah, it doesn't give me joy. Yeah, because that is my goal. My goal is to see everyone become prayer warriors. To see everyone become victorious Christians. Not just for you to get miracles. My goal is that you become a miracle worker through the power of Jesus Christ. That's my goal. Not that you get miracles. So that is why there are many testimonies I don't even share on the platform. Yeah. Many testimonies I don't share because I don't want people's focus to be on testimonies and miracles. I want your focus to be on spiritual growth, to be on God, to be on knowing God. Yeah. I would rather share revelations than I'm not saying, of course, I've done teaching here that we have to share testimonies. Yeah, but it's not all the testimonies I share. Yeah, because that is not my focus. My focus is not to gather many testimonies, especially testimonies of physical miracles. Yeah, my focus is that to make people into warriors. So not only that you will get healed, but that you go out and heal other people. That's my focus. That's the focus of this ministry. Not just that you get blessed, but that you are empowered to be a blessing to others. You're empowered by God to also go out there and work miracles. So that is the focus of this ministry. So for those who really heals, delivers. I believe that they are in a very good place to grow into prayer warriors by joining this ministry. Anyone who is a serious believer and really want to become a giant slayer, and that person is in this ministry, that person is in a good place, because indeed that person will become a prayer warrior. So I have been able to show you where prayer warrior is. Yeah, but the topic we are looking at says that angels are very close to prayer warriors. Angels are very close to prayer warriors. So if you become a prayer warrior and you continue in that strength, in the path of victory, in the path of a warrior, then angels will multiply themselves in your life and around your life. Yeah. Angels will multiply themselves around your life and in your life. Now let's look at examples of prayer warriors in the Bible who really walked with angels. Let us read 2 Kings. Kings chapter 1. I'm going to read from Samaria, and was sick, and he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. Verse 3. But the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, is it not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shall surely die. And Elijah departed. Now, I want you to note that Elijah was on the mountain. And as he was on the mountain, an angel of the Lord was there with him. As he was right there on the mountain. Now, I don't know if the angel was like physically present that other people could see it, Or maybe the angel was only visible to Elijah. Yeah, I don't know. But as he was on the mountain praying, the angel of the Lord was there with Elijah as he was on the mountain. Now, the angel saw when the king was telling his servants to go to a temple of Baal, of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, to inquire from the priest or priestess that in that temple to ask whether he's going to recover from the disease, the injury he sustained, because he fell down and he sustained an injury. So maybe the wound refused to heal and he had done everything he knows how to do to get the sickness healed, but nothing happened. So he felt, well, let me go and ask if I will leave or not, so that I can get my house in order and arrange wherever we will take the throne. Yeah, because Ahaziah was the king in Israel as at that time. So I believe he wanted to know his fate concerning the sickness, so that he can decide if he should organize his kingdom and prepare for whoever we take the throne when he's gone. Yeah, but he failed to seek the God of Israel because he has not been worshipping the God of Israel. So that was the only God he knew. Because he was not even going to ask the God of Ekron for healing. It was because he knows that the God of Ekron cannot heal. Yeah, what a foolish king. Yeah. So I'm sure he has asked for healing from that temple. And maybe whatever help they gave did not work. Or he has called for prophets from that temple. Prophets of Baal-zebub. And they could not heal him. So he felt like, well, if they can't heal, they might be able to predict the future. Yeah, so that was why he sent messengers to ask from that demon if he would survive or not. Yeah, so God was angry because he was seeking help from another God when there is God in Israel. So he forgot the God who created the throne of Israel. Yeah, God was the one who set up the throne in Israel. And was the first to recommend kings, to put kings on the throne in Israel. So God was the one who created the nation of Israel. The nation of Israel was not created by any man. God created that nation from the scratch. Gave them the land, conquered their enemies for them, established them in the land, prospered them in the land. So if there is any nation in the whole world whose origin was directly from heaven, That nation is the nation of Israel. Yeah. So he's sitting on a throne created by God. Departed from God, forgot about God, and was seeking help from an idol, from a devil. So God got hungry. And he spoke through the angel to Elijah. Yeah, so Elijah was on the mountain praying. The angel was there with him. And the angel was giving him that information. So immediately he rose and blocked those messengers on the way. And, you know, told them the message that their king is not going to recover, that he's going to die. Yeah, but that is not where I'm going. Now let's look at verse 13, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 13. Now, okay, before I read this place. Now, those men, they went back to the king and told the king that, and when the king saw them, the king was like, where I sent you is a far place. How come you are returning very quickly? They told the king that we met someone on the way. And the person gave us this message to come and deliver to you. So they told the king that this is what and what was said by this man of God. And the king asked how the man dressed. They told the king how he dressed. The king said, oh, it must be Elijah. Now, verse 13 is part of the event that happened thereafter, after the king was told about the prophecy from Elijah. The king sent an army of 50 with a captain, so which is making 51. And Elijah began to call down fire from heaven. Yeah, I skipped those parts because of time. Yeah, don't forget that Elijah was on the mountain and the angel of the Lord was beside him. Like, for instance, in verse 10, and Elijah answers, Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Yeah. That was power demonstration from a prayer warrior. A prayer warrior who is walking side by side with angels. That was the kind of man Elijah was. Yeah. So he knows that the angel of the Lord is right there with him. And then he knows that having such kind of presence with him, anything is possible. He knows that having such kind of presence with him means that anything is possible. So every time he said, if I be a man of God, let fire fall. was sent. It called out fire. They all perished. Now, the third army was sent. But that one was wise. He humbled himself. Yeah, so that is the one I'm going to read about in verse 13. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of the 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life, that is, spare my life, and the life of these 50, thy servants, spare the life of my soldiers, be precious in thy sight. Verse 14, the man continued to say, behold, there came fire down from heaven and burnt up the two captains of the former 50s of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in thy sight. Yeah. So he was humble. And because of that, God showed him mercy. I pray that as you humble yourself before the Lord, may the Lord show you mercy. In Jesus' name. May the Lord show you mercy and take away judgment from your life. In Jesus' name. Verse 15, and the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. Yeah, so my point is that angels are very close to prayer warriors. Yeah. So you can see that from the onset when he went and blocked those king's messengers, the angel was with him while he was calling down fire on his enemies. The angel was there making it happen. And then while he was going to come down from the mountain to follow those men to the king, the angel was also there. Yeah. So that is my point. So if you have grown as a Christian to become prayer warriors, or to become a prayer warrior, is sure that angels are walking with you. It is certain that angels are walking with you, because angels are very close to prayer warriors. Now, the question is, why are angels very close to prayer warriors? Because is the Lord of hosts. He is the God of angel armies. Yeah. So Jesus used his angels to execute victories. So angels are his weapons of victory. not someone that is just beating about the bush, like many Christians do today. Yeah, they just do a trial and error. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so many Christians, they just do trial and errors. They are not sure of the God they are serving. They are not sure of Jesus. They are not sure of the power of Jesus. They are not sure of the greatness of God's kingdom and the dominion of God's kingdom. Yeah, so they just say, let me just pray if it will work. Let me just read these Bible verses, read it out loud, and see if anything will happen. Let me just do this fasting. Maybe it will work. Angels don't work with Christians like that. Christians that are not sure of the God they are serving. Christians that are full of unbelief and doubts and fear. And they have brought such mindset into prayer. Angels don't work with people like that. But people who knows that their God can never lose in battle. Christians who knows that their God can never fail. And they are ready to pray all to the point of victory. Those are the kind of Christians angels used to work with. Yeah. These things I'm telling you, they are not just, I'm not just saying theories. Teaching you practical things. Things that I have seen. Things that I have experienced. Yeah. I'm sharing with you life experiences. True life experiences. Yeah. Which means it is always real. And it is always like that. It always happens like that. So angels are with men and women who always pray to the point of victory. Men who don't give up in prayer. Men like Elijah who don't give up in prayer. Yeah, men who are ready to pray. Pray for as many hours as possible, because they know that their God is not a liar, because they know that their God is able and faithful. Breaking again, or you're not hearing me. Yeah, anytime you notice that, just let me know. So angels are always with such people, desperate prayer warriors. Angels are always with them. Yeah. Persistent prayer warriors. Angels are always with them. Yeah, so you don't need to see those angels. They are there. They are there. You don't need to see the angels. Yeah, you just follow these things, these teachings. angels are walking with you. Just follow these things I have said. Be a persistent prayer warrior. Be a desperate prayer warrior. Then you will be sure that angels are walking with you. Be a prayer warrior that takes no, that doesn't take no for an answer. Yeah, a prayer warrior that don't give up until he or she gets what he wants from heaven. Be that kind of prayer warrior that doesn't doubt or fear. Then you will be sure that a lot of angels are walking with you. You don't even need to see them. But they are there, walking with you. In fact, the moment you begin to pray and then you start seeing changes in your life, you should know that angels are part of the results you are seeing or the results you saw. Yeah, the moment you pray and then you begin to see victories following your prayers, be sure that angels are part of the victories that happened. So you don't need to see them. They are part of the victories that happened or that happens every time we pray and refuse to stop praying until we get victories. Angels are part of the victories we get. So I believe that there are people here who will not stop praying. Jesus is also an example. In fact, Jesus is our perfect example of a prayer warrior. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. Yeah, don't forget, if my voice is breaking or you can't hear what I'm saying, let me know. Yeah. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, serve. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Yeah. You know, Jesus was in fasting at this time or at that time. In this passage, Jesus was fasting 40 days and 40 nights without eating. Yeah. And then after he had finished, the devil came with temptations. Yeah, and of course, Jesus was not just fasting, he was praying also. Remember I said earlier that fasting is a fuel to prayers. The purpose of fasting is to help our prayers work very well and also produce results very fast. Yeah, fasting gives speed to the manifestation of the results we need from God. The request we are asking God to grant unto us. Fasting speeds up the manifestation of those requests. Yeah, so it is certain that Jesus had been praying, not just fasting, he had been praying. But after the fasting was over, the devil came to tempt him, just as devil used to tempt some of you after you had prayed and fasted, and then some of you would feel like, why is it that I just finished fasting, then this temptation is coming. Why should temptation come again after I have prayed and fasted? In fact, temptations should come because you have prayed and fasted. Yeah, some people, they would tell me that they have been praying for deliverance from addiction, especially addiction to sexual sins. And then they will tell me that even after they prayed and fasted, they still committed the sin again. They fasted and prayed that God deliver them from the powers that is making them to commit certain sins. And then after they had fasted and prayed, the same day the fasting ended, they found themselves, yeah, so those people, they got frustrated. Yeah. Now, what they don't know is that you don't relax because you have just prayed and fasted. Maybe you have done it. Maybe you did 21 days fasting and prayer, or 30 days fasting and prayer, and then you now relax. Say, yes, I have prayed and fasted. You are going to lose the victory. And in fact, you are you're going to be defeated by the enemy. So you don't relax because your temptations will increase. The attacks will increase after you have finished the fasting. Yeah, because devil knows what is about to change your life. So he will multiply attacks to make sure that what is about to happen don't happen or doesn't happen. Yeah. I hope you're getting my point. So you don't relax because you feel like I've just done 3 hours prayers, and those prayers are very hot prayers, very strong prayers. And then after the 3 hours, you now relax. If you're not careful, you will lose all the victory you got or victory you got. Those 3 hours will just be a waste. Yeah, so you don't bring down your guard after you have prayed and fasted. Because that is then because temptations will come. Then some people will, it's at that time people will start coming with provocations to provoke you to anger. At that time, you will open Facebook and then you will start seeing all sorts of statistics in pictures, statistics in videos. Yeah, it's at that time you will start seeing things that would bring you in pain. Because the devil knows what it's about to change. After you have done serious and powerful fastings and prayers. Yeah, so don't just and then you just relax. And then pray to that they now go to the flesh. When the prayers you are spiritual, you may fire, prayers, you just worship. And after you are done, you now leave the realm of the spirit, and then you now enter into the flesh, and then you now start becoming carnal. You say, yes, I have made results in the flesh. If you pray in the spirit, and then you don't think you will see the result of those prayers in the flesh, it's not possible. So you have to continue in the spirit, in the same spirit you were while praying those prayers. I don't know if you're getting my point. I'm showing you mistakes. Okay. Is it everyone experiencing that? Is my voice being these are the mistakes we make and we lose a lot. These are the mistakes we make in prayer, and then we lose great results. I pray that you will stop having a wrong attitude in prayer or your prayer. In Jesus' name. Yeah. continue in the same spirit that you were in when you prayed. So you don't leave the realm of the spirit to become carnal, and then expect that the answers to prayers depend on the spirit happen. It doesn't work like that. You don't leave the realm of faith. The realm of faith that you were in while doing those prayers. Yeah, you don't leave the realm of faith that you were in while doing the prayers. Don't leave that after you have completed the prayer. So the faith must still be in your heart. Yeah. The faith must still be there. The fire must still be there. May the Lord help you. In Jesus' name. As I was saying, as we have read, in verse 11, then the devil leaveth him, and told him to come and minister unto him. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So when Jesus overcame those temptations, angels came and ministered unto him. So angels were there. Angels were there even during the temptation. Yeah, they were there. Yeah. So don't think that God is not there in your temptations, in your battles, while you are going through attacks. Don't think that God is not there. Yeah. Don't think that God is not with you during your temptations and battles and attacks. God is there, and God already has created a way out for you. The angels have created a way out for you. Because angels, they come in the name of the Lord to carry out the will of God. The mind of God. So anywhere God is, angels are there. Anywhere God is, angels are there. Because God don't move alone. God don't operate alone. That is why we call him the Lord of hosts. So anywhere he is, the heavenly hosts are there. Yeah. So those angels were there when Satan was tempting Jesus, showing him all kinds of things, taking him to this place, telling him to do dumb stuff, very high place. The angels were there. They were with Jesus. They were the one inspiring him, backing him up. Yeah, so don't be so consumed with your temptations or with the instructions that come to you and forget that God is right there to give you victory and truths and to show you the way out. I'm the way that the angels were there because after Jesus overcame, the angels showed up to strengthen him, to minister. Yeah, so it was a collective victory. As Jesus was battling Satan during the temptation, the angels were backing him up. So the angels did not show up after he had won. Angels and the king back. He had fasted. They had been with him. Yeah, and when the temptation was going on, they were there to strengthen him, to inspire him, and to guide him. Yeah. So that this is another example from the scriptures. Let us look at another example in Luke 22. Luke 22, verse 41 to 44. Luke 22, verse 41 to 44. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Yeah. So the angels were here also strengthening him. Because in another book, I think in Matthew, Jesus said to them, he said, the flesh is weak. He said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Well, what does that mean? He said his spirit is willing, but his flesh is weak. Yeah, because he had entered into the hour when he was going to be crucified. Yeah, so his spirit was leaving his body gradually. Yeah, that was what he meant by his body is weak, his flesh is weak, though his spirit is willing. Yeah, but even as at that time, he did not misbehave. He did not sin against God. Because here, he was weak. Yeah, because he wanted to do the will of God, but at the same time, he wished that that cup would be removed. That is, he wished that God would deliver him from that, from what he was about to go through. Uh, why was Jesus praying this kind of prayer? If I'm understanding that, what those people are about to do to him, that is to slaughter him, to kill him, he had an understanding that is an abomination. A creature should kill. It's creator. Or it's creator. A creature should kill their creator. It's an abomination. It's not supposed to happen. Yeah. But it has to happen. Because the generation of mankind is doomed for destruction. So it has to happen. So that the gate of salvation will be opened to the Gentiles. Since the Jews rejected him, there were fragments of people among the Jews. They did not like the apostles, they were Jews. And some other people joined them. But majority of the Jews at that time rejected Jesus. Yeah. So what they did to him was not supposed to happen. Jesus knows the danger. He knows the danger. Or he knew the danger that will follow. He knew the doom that will follow. Yeah. So he prayed for them on the cross. Their Father forgive them. But they know not what. But that prayer only covered them for some years. Because eventually, the entire land of Israel was destroyed. And all of them were scattered all over the world. Yeah, all the Jews. Always scattered all over the world. So eventually they were wasted. The judgment of God came. The whole land was wasted. I mean, the land of Israel and all the Jews, they were destroyed. So Jesus knew what was going to happen if they did that to him. So that was why he was praying. I don't know if he was praying that they don't do that again, or that it should not happen at all, or that God should postpone the time. Yeah, God should shift forward the hour. Yeah, God should postpone that time where they killed him and nailed him to the cross. Either of those two. But God was not ready to do that. Because God knows they are not going to repent. Yeah. So but my point is that even in that state of weakness, the angel of the Lord came. The angel of the Lord came to strengthen him. Yeah, his flesh was so weak that his sweat was like blood. So more like he was already dying. Praise the Lord. Yeah, he was sweating blood. Blood was coming as sweat. Because that his body was already dying. His body was already failing. No, his spirit is still there, but the body was already breaking. That it's more like there are wounds. It's more like all his muscles are wounded. So he was already dying, but the angel was giving him strength to be able to go through that hour of darkness. Yeah. So angels are very clear. close to prayer warriors, even in the moment when it appears that the prayer warrior is weak, the angels are there to strengthen him. So even when you feel so weak, you should know that the angels are there to strengthen you. So you should not leave the place of prayer. Yeah. If I am weak, I pray more, even when I am weak. Because I know that it is in the place of prayer that I will find strength again. So, a sign of weakness to me is a sign for me to pray more. That is going to my prayer closet and pray. That is what we should do with our state of weakness. Yeah. When you are weak, that is when you should pray more. Even when you don't feel like praying, force yourself to pray. Yeah, because the angels are there to strengthen you. The place to find strength is still in the place of prayer. Even when you don't feel like praying, force yourself. Do everything you can. Do everything in your power to pray. Even when you feel so weak to pray. Because eventually you are going to find strength. Like I always find strength. Eventually you will find strength. And you will come back on your feet. And you'll be strong again. And you'll be victorious again. I pray that in your time of weaknesses, you will find strength in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to look at this last scripture before we round off the class. Somebody said my voice was breaking up earlier. Let me know if the problem still persists. Yeah. Let's look at the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. James, chapter 5. Okay, thank you for letting me know that there's no problem with my network. James, chapter 5. Confess your faults one to another and pray one to another that he may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Verse 17, James chapter 5. Verse 16 to 18. That's what Saint Elias, that is Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Verse 18. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain. And the head brought forth a fruit. Yeah, it says Elijah was a man of like passion. A man of like passion. What does that mean? It means that a Elijah was a man just like you. A man just like myself. New Living Translation says Elijah was as human as we are. Elijah was as human as we are. Yeah, it was not some angelic breed. It was not some kind of a special creature from heaven with a special strength from heaven. He was as human as we are. Even Jesus, God made sure that he experienced all the weaknesses and evil that are common to humans, to human beings on earth. Even though Jesus was God in the flesh, but God made sure that he was human. Yeah, God made sure that he have a share of every limitations human beings have, weaknesses human beings have, troubles and problems and sorrows human beings have. Yeah, so God made sure that he go through all of the same things human beings go through. Yeah, because God wants to reveal his power through those weaknesses. Yeah. So Elijah was a man like you. Yeah. He was a man like us. Human being like us. Subject to all the weaknesses that comes with the human flesh. But he chose to be different. He chose to be different. So even now, God is calling you to live a life that is different. Yeah. Verse 16 of James chapter 5 says that the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. And this is New Living Translation. James chapter 5 verse 16. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Then it went further to say, the earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. So that is why we should pray for each other. Because the prayer of a righteous person has great power. And that prayer is able to produce wonderful results. Yeah. So when a righteous man prays, something will happen. Praise the Lord. Miracles will happen. The sick will be healed when righteous people pray. So Elijah, being a righteous person, prayed that there should not be rain. And the heavens were closed. He prayed again. And the heavens were open. You can do the same. Through prayers. Why? Because it's not just you operating. The angels with you as you are praying. So when you have prayed to a point, to the point of victory, the angels do the rest. God does the rest. Jesus does the rest. So all we need to do is to be fervent in prayer. that it's the most powerful. Yeah, I pray that the Lord teach you the power of prayer and demonstrate in your life wonderful results prayers can do. In Jesus' name. Yeah, so Elijah was able to control the heavens through prayers. But I am greater than Elijah. That is what Jesus said. Yeah, so don't start thinking I'm becoming proud by saying I'm greater than Elijah. That is what Jesus said in the scripture. Jesus said that of all the prophets, John the Baptist is the greatest. That is, Elijah, Elisha, all of them combined. Jesus said because John the Baptist was the one that ushered in his own ministry. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus' ministry. So because John the Baptist was alive to witness the emergence of the ministry of Jesus. So that made him superior than all other prophets, including Elijah. Yeah. Because John the Baptist was one who baptized Jesus into ministry. He opened the way for Jesus' ministry to shine. Yeah, so that made him greater than all other prophets. Yeah, but that was not all that Jesus said in that passage. Jesus went further to say that the least person in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. And who are those least people? You and I. We are those least people. That is, the people that will now believe the gospel after John. Those that will believe the gospel and repent and believe in Jesus and give their life to Jesus. He said those people, even the least of them, that is even a new convert, someone who just believed Jesus today and repented and entered into God's kingdom today through faith. Jesus said that new convert is greater than Elijah. Yeah, because that new convert is greater than John the Baptist. And John the Baptist is greater than Elijah. Yeah, so we are greater than Elijah. Praise the Lord. Are you able to receive that? Are you able to believe what I'm saying? That you, as you are right there, you are greater than Elijah. So which means you can do all the miracles Elijah did. And you can do much more if you believe. And if you can pray. Yeah. So I'm going to stop here. If you have questions, you can ask on our Telegram platform. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for showing us that your angels are very close to your prayer warriors. Lord, you have given this ministry to the world as a platform through which people can become warriors in the realm of the destroys all limitations ask, O Lord, for those few in this ministry who are ready to become warriors. I ask that you change them now. Transform everyone into giant slayers. Transform everyone in that category, in this ministry, into giant slayers. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that as you make use of these teachings in your personal walk with God, in your prayer life, I pray that you shall see the wonders of God's power and God's angels in the name of Jesus. As you will set your heart to pray fervently, persistently, effectively, without fear, without doubt, without stopping, I pray that you will see wonderful results beyond what Elijah and Elisha saw in their lifetime. And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the Lord is telling me that some of you are still doubting. You are still finding it difficult to believe that you are greater than Elijah. May God forgive you of that doubt. But as many of you believe this word, you are going to see mighty things.